Listening Library presents Cheaper by the Dozen by Frank B. Gilbreth, Jr. and Ernestine Gilbreth Carey. Read for you by Dana Ivey.
Whistles and Shaving Bristles. Dad was a tall man with a large head, jowls, and a Herbert Hoover collar. He was no longer slim. He had passed the 200-pound mark during his early 30s and left it so far behind that there were times when he had to resort to railway baggage scales to ascertain his displacement. But he carried himself with the self-assurance of a successful gentleman who was proud of his wife, proud of his family, and proud of his business accomplishments. Dad had enough gall to be divided into three parts, and the ability and poise to backstop the front he placed before the world. He'd walk into a factory like the Zeiss Works in Germany, or the Pierce Arrow plant in this country, and announce that he could speed up production by 1/4. He'd do it, too. One reason he had so many children, there were 12 of us, was that he was convinced anything he and Mother teamed up on was sure to be a success. Dad always practiced what he preached, and it was just about impossible to tell where his scientific management company ended and his family life began. His office was always full of children, and he often took two or three of us, and sometimes all 12, on business trips. Frequently, we'd tag along at his side, pencils and notebooks in our hands, when Dad toured a factory which had hired him as an efficiency expert. On the other hand, our house at Montclair, New Jersey, was a sort of school for scientific management and the elimination of wasted motions.